둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
I like your background.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here, for checking out the series. Of course, I hope you hit the subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out. Three a week, in fact, a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. All the usual places that include Spotify and Apple Podcasts, at NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Recent guests have included Barry Manilow, The Hives. I talked to the filmmakers behind Landscape with Invisible Hand and They Clone Tyrone. Madison Beer stopped by. Fozio was here. Matthias Schweighofer from the Gal Gadot movie Heart of Stone. Bethany Cosentino from Best Coast. We also had Victini. And of course, the 800th episode special that included Josh Homme, Janelle Monáe, Keanu Reeves, Suki Waterhouse, Rob Lowe, Monica Bellucci, and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Just some recent guests and a reason why you should subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, I get to hang out with Idina Menzel. She is back with a brand new album called Drama Queen. Now, she's back with a lot of things, by the way. She's got a new children's book. She's in the Netflix movie You Are So Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah with Adam Sandler. Her clothing line continues to march on. But this is her first album of new original material since 2016's self-titled record. It's called Drama Queen. And we're going to hear why she wanted to make a disco-inspired record and looking towards some of her idols like Barbara Streisand and Donna Summer and Cher as inspirations. We'll hear about working with Nile Rodgers and Jake Shears and the forthcoming nature that she has that her songwriting partners definitely appreciate. And it's with that, we'll hear the stories behind songs Make Me Hate Me, Move and Beast, and why it was important for her to reclaim and reframe what being a drama queen means, especially coming from someone who says there's no need to apologize for having big, intense emotions. All that and more, we're talking drama queen. It's Kyle Meredith with Idina Menzel.
Hi, that was a really nice introduction. Thank you. I'm going to use that for my ego today.
It's absolutely true. Everything that you've been a part of, whether we're talking Broadway music or movies and television. And of course, with your own work here, you've got a brand new record called Drama Queen that is so much fun to listen to.
Thank you.
And I guess let's start there because you're always busy. I mean, and we'll talk about some other things because you've got books out, you've got a clothing line going, like you're always busy, but you've always kind of catered to this part of your career as well. It hasn't been since the self-titled record, which was what, 2016, since you put out a proper record.
Yeah.
So why the album now? What, how did we land here?
I was sitting in quarantine. I was sitting in a quarantine.
See, a little bit more than you have our Kentucky accent. That's so close. Yeah.
And I was thinking about what kind of album I would want to make and just feeling like I've always adhered to other people's ideas of what I should record. And I just didn't want to overthink it. I just wanted to do what I wanted to do. I wanted to make music that made people get up and dance, where they didn't have to be as behaved as they are in a theater for the most part. But I knew that I wanted to still sing and sing big and dynamic and with my range and not reel that back in for sort of a vibey record necessarily. So I knew that dance and disco has always been really supportive of women's voices and having these great grooves and this undercurrent underneath, you know. I knew that it was sort of, it's been done too. It's not like it was going to be the hugest transition or departure for someone like me. I mean, the women that I've grown up listening to all had their moments. I mean, of course there was Donna Summer, but who's, you know, an incredible singer, but even Barbara Streisand had a disco moment, and, you know, Diana Ross, and you have Gloria Gaynor, and you have Cher, who went back and did a dance album and had like some of her biggest success with that. So people are often asking me, oh, you know, it's just unexpected of you, but it didn't feel like it was such a huge leap. And then I'm friendly with Nile Rodgers, and I called him and I said, I want to do this. I want to do, you know, I want to do it with you. I want to, what do you think? Do you think this is crazy? Can I get away with this? And he was just totally a yes man and a huge, a mentor for me on this and a huge advocate. And so that's where I was.
Working with Nile, especially, I mean, I watched that video of you all doing, it's Paradise, right? That's the track you did?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you're saying, Nile, do Nile, be yourself. Like, maybe we'll talk about that track specifically since we're here. Like, how easy is it for him just to pull that out like that? Because just watching him hit those, you know, guitar parts, like, it's nothing.
I know. It seems pretty easy. I mean, all greats, you know, they make things that are hard seem effortless. But what I really loved about my experience with him was, you know, I knew, but seeing it up close was just what a consummate musician he is. He's an arranger. He's a composer. He can compose for all instruments and obviously do all styles of music, which I'm just so happy for him because, you know, this young generation has really found their way back to him and they're all asking him to play on their album or write music with them. And so I just felt so lucky to be hanging out with him in his house in Connecticut in the studio. And it was just one of those pinch me moments.
Yeah. Just thinking about, I mean, you're at the versatility, knowing what he's done. You could just throw a dart at any of those Bowie and B-52s and et cetera, et cetera. And not just him, but I mean, you worked with a lot of people, Jake Shears, buddy of mine. Which one did you all do together?
Oh, Jake Shears and I did Dramatic and a song that I love called A Funny Kind of Lonely. And we did it with this incredible producer, writer, Jim Elliott. And I had always wanted to work with him. I love Scissor Sisters. And I was in London and we had been trying to set it up. And then because I was in London and he was in London, it worked out. We were all in the studio together. We'd never met. We started writing dramatic. We all fell in love with each other. We hadn't really completely finished, like we've written the song, but we hadn't, there was a couple more lyrics we needed, and we certainly didn't have that much time to really record it. You know, it was just sort of on our voice memo. And so then Jim, who lives in Wales, said, I'm so upset. I'm so sorry. I would stay an extra day, but I have to get home to my wife and my kids. And Jake said, well, we'll come home with you. And Jim took the train for whatever reason. He took the train, and Jake and I rented a car, and we drove 6 hours to Wales, and we just talked the whole way, and we finished the lyrics. And it was one of those just great creative experiences. And then when we got to Jim's and he fed us, and we met his family, and then we went down to his studio downstairs, and then we started vibing, and we wrote this other track, which I really hasn't been released yet, but it's called Funny Kind of Lonely. And it's actually one of the vocals that I'm most proud of that I've recorded in a long time.
Now, Jake's one of the great nomads. That makes perfect sense that he would just be like, where are you going? So am I.
I know. I don't know if I would have had the balls to do that, but he did.
And we'll be right back right after this.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Idina Menzel. When you go into a record like this and you've picked your lane, and, you know, and you have the variations, the small variations between, but you have a sound, you're like, this is going to be a disco record. Does that take the pressure off of songwriting, or is it maybe the opposite? I mean, if it's black and whites.
Does it take the pressure off the songwriting? No, because the genre is one thing and then writing a great song is another thing, you know, and I've certainly been around long enough and had enough albums that haven't seen the light of day that you know, you can write the greatest song and it doesn't get out there, or people don't think it's as great as you and the other musicians think it is. So it's really hard, you know, to write a great song. And I don't really, to be honest, I used to write songs you know, mostly on my own, melody and lyrics on my own. But I had done my first album like that. And then when I worked with Glenn Ballard, he was really supportive of me as a songwriter and pretty much forced me to go off and write everything on my own. But I don't really enjoy it that much. It's like, it's really hard for me to make decisions. I kind of like just kind of throwing in everything in the kitchen sink and letting someone else sort of pick and choose and say, oh, that's your hook and that's a great lyric and I love that melody for the verse, you know. Otherwise I just have the hardest time completing a song. I loathe the way it feels, and this happens even when you're collaborating with people, obviously, but I loathe that feeling of the nighttime session where you think you've written something incredible and waking up in the morning and it sucks. I just mm-hmm. It's just so upsetting to me. But anyway, so now I surround myself with people I think are much more talented than me. And I get in the room with them and I do that thing. And I bring my little phone, my little recorder, and I put my ideas down. I bring it in and I bring lyrics and melodies and we talk, and they love to work with me, they say, because I just kind of, I'm very forthcoming with my life and my stories right off the bat. It doesn't take much to get me to just spill it. And they find that really helpful. I guess some artists come in and they're a little bit more guarded and they have to kind of draw it out. Me, I'm just like, what do you want to know? What do you want to know so we could write a great song about it? What can I exploit about my life that that will get us a great song? So it's just so much more fun to me to collaborate.
And those moments are on here because, you know, we talk about the fun of the album. And by the way, I did want to say, like, I know exactly what you mean, because I talk about a lot how great a 10 p.m. idea is versus how bad it is at 10 a.m. I deal with that a lot, too. But those moments of this record, because, you know, you have the very fun moments that we're talking about. And then you get some songs on here. Make Me Hate Me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the most poignant on the subject that we're talking about. Like, and I don't know, like, if there's a singular impetus for a song like that, but it, I mean, you're making a big statement. Where did that?
Well, that I wrote with Laura Veltz, who is a Grammy winning songwriter and a good friend of mine. And she's one of the best lyricists I know, and top line writers. And I'm those are one of the lyrics I'm most proud of on the album. I love the concept, and it was early on too, when I said I think the album should be called Drama Queen, and this is the style, and we came up with that. I'm just really proud of that, and it has. I like the melody, but I love the sexiness of the track. I think it's just really raw, and I like the lyric that's, now I'm gonna pull it out of my butt to remember. What is it? You make me out to be a sadistic drama queen. You can make me hate me. You can shit talk all you need. Like, make a villain out of me. But you can make me hate me. I love it. It's angry, I guess, is what it is. And I feel like so often I have to be this role model and be, you know, really uplifting and hopeful for everybody and empowering. And once in a while, it's nice to just, you know, be able to have a little angst, you know, because that's, I have that.
Yeah. You ought to know moments.
Yes, I guess so.
It's interesting. It got me thinking about, I mean, everybody deals with this, but especially when you're in a public eye, I mean, there's perceptions of who people think you are, there's reputations, and then there's the truth, right? Or I was watching something the other day that said, maybe it was a television show, and it started with, it said, you know, that, oh no, it's the Joan Baez documentary. And it said, you know, people who live three lives, the public life, the private life, and then their secret life.
Public, private, and secret. Yeah. Wow. So there's a difference between private and secret. That's,
right.
Yeah. I'm trying to
think. So much of your life, we live right here, you know, we're living in our head, right?
Yeah.
So, like,
mm-hmm.
There's just some parts that even in your private life, those people aren't going to see.
That they're not going to see. And there are secrets, and everybody has them as well. So, yeah, I'm just trying to think of what I have right now.
Well, I'm sure we're not going to be hearing about them, or they wouldn't be secret. But
yes, exactly.
But just hearing about, you know, like I think I'm going wide on what you're talking about here, but kind of taking that context in a song like this, and even in Royalty, I think it was the bridge, mm-hmm. of Royalty, like you mm-hmm. kind of hit on it there.
Yeah, I love that you've listened. Thank you for listening.
When I said it was a good record, I meant it. You know?
Thank you. I believe it is a good record. Of course, how does the bridge go? It's so hard for me to just pull it out. That's what she said. Oh my God.
See, now this is where I messed up and I didn't actually write down the lyrics. It's like I just made the mental note, like, oh right, yeah, it's spiderwebs.
Yeah, what, oh God, I gotta bring it up. I don't know what it is right now. I can't think of it right now. I'll get it. Sorry.
But anyway, it's interesting hearing you talk about that part. And from just what you said, like, that's why people love working with you, because you just open it up. And,
I do.
Yeah,
but it's selfish. It's so that I can get a great song.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Idina Menzel. It's also interesting the way, you know, on Move and on mm-hmm. Beast,
mm-hmm.
there's this look at me, mm-hmm. center stage.
Yes.
But it's not narcissistic. It's like empowerment. Like, that could have been looked at like this is a narcissistic, but it seems like it comes across as empowering.
Empowering or needy, you know.
Things can be both, multitudes,
please,
right?
Please look at me. It kind of is that, you know, I mean, it isn't needy the way the music is not needy, but both songs are, Move With Me, it sounds like it's just a dance song, but the meaning is about someone that's keeping you in their shadow, and it's move for me, you know, get out of my way. So, there's that, and then that sort of defiance, and then same thing with beast is another one where it's just sort of rage and having compromised who I am for somebody else, you know. I guess there's a lot in there. It's, you know, it's called drama queen because I think that word is, is sort of, it's looked at as a negative word. And I feel like I wanted to reclaim it. Because it's like, why do we have to apologize for being someone that has really big, intense emotions? I mean, doesn't that make us more interesting, you know? And so you hear on the album, you hear the fury and you hear the passion and you hear a little sexy and funny and you hear it sensitive, you know, you hear someone that's really emotional. So I think, and everybody has that. So just sort of trying not to apologize for that. Yeah.
Well, it does make for a fantastic record and it makes for a great skating album. I'll also say that.
You mean roller skating?
Roller skating. This is a record that makes me want to roller skate. So, which I haven't done in a while, but I can do it again. It's such a fun record and the powerful moments are very powerful. And again, as I wrap up, just also noting that you got the book with Proud Mouse, you got the encore with the
book. You're so sweet to me to be exciting all this stuff.
Yeah,
everything all at once. But thank you for putting the spotlight on the album and talking so in depth about the actual music, because it really means a lot to me. I feel like, you know, we get pigeonholed a lot, especially if we come from the theater, and sort of the integrity and the credibility of doing this kind of music. And I think that, I don't know, I think I deserve to be heard with at least fresh, objective ears, you know. So I appreciate you making me feel cool and having me on your podcast.
Thanks so much for taking the time to talk about it. Congrats on the record too.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
My thanks, Idina Menzel. The new album is called Drama Queen. You can also look out for her role in You Are So Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah. That's out now on Netflix as well. Thanks to Idina. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Again, I do hope you hit that subscribe button if you enjoy what you heard. You get 3 of these every week, a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep up with your favorite artists and discover the new ones at Spotify, Apple Podcast, at NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And then after that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's 4 hours of your favorite classic tracks, the best in new music. We got anniversary spins, music news, bonus interviews. One of my most recent episodes had the music of, Nirvana, Hole, Smashing Pumpkins, Metric, Elastica, Depeche Mode, Always, David Bowie, Prince, The Kills, Bob Dylan, Paul Weller, Slow Dive, and my interview with Keanu Reeves as we talked about his reuniting with his band Dogstar after 20 years. Again, that's just an example of what you get every weeknight at 6 p.m. at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots, all of them. The address is at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith, and I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
That's not true.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always on the verge of death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone. Up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.